Welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, where we do everything we can to bring you any answer to any question you might have about home ownership, remodeling, maintenance, or improvement. An Arizona tradition for 26 years. You may know about the broadcast because you're tuned in and you're listening to it right now. You may not know that we also write weekly articles in several newspapers that cover the great state of Arizona. Watch for the article, of course, in every Saturday's edition of the Arizona Republic. We have an article, and this week in particular, we're talking this hour on trash. It's part two of a series we're doing. We've brought in a special guest I'm going to introduce here in just a minute, but I did want you to know that if you've got a home improvement or remodeling question, feel free to interrupt our conversation and call in, and we'll do everything we can to answer your question, give you tips and tricks of the trade, as well as recommend specific tools and products to get your project done in the most expedient and professional manner possible. You could be listening to us on any one of 10 radio stations across Arizona. So we have established a toll-free number. You can call us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. We have built and remodeled virtually every single corner of this state, from Nogales to Tubac to Tucson, to Sierra Vista, to Springerville, to Sholo, Flagstaff, Wickiup. Yeah, we did a project in Wickiup, and of course the greater Phoenix metro area. So, and several projects up in the Prescott, Yavapai County, Quad City area. So wherever you're listening to us from, give us a ring and let's see if we can't help you with a project around your home. With that said, I'd like to introduce our guest of the hour, Terry Gellenbach, who is a solid waste administrative analyst.
That's correct. Good morning.
Man, that's a big title there, buddy.
Yeah. We take your trash and put it on a couch and ask how it really feels.
Yes, yes. You're the analyst of the solid waste. I get it. Last week, we had Felipe in from City of Phoenix talking about just management of landfills and what a logistical nightmare that is. Folks, if you weren't listening, let me hit you with an astounding fact. Just the Phoenix metro area harvests or produces enough trash to fill Chase Ballpark from the pitcher's mound to the top of the rafters completely. That's about every 7 weeks.
That's right.
You can fill Chase Stadium
from the bottom
with
to the
trash.
Top. Mm-hmm. And everything we throw away.
And it wouldn't be nice.
No.
It would not be pretty.
You wouldn't want to live next to it. No.
And the logistics of handling this trash. And I had a firsthand experience of what it is like when you don't have the trash service pick up on a weekly basis. We were on vacation when California filed near bankruptcy in about 09 or 10, I think. And
that's right.
We weren't in a super duper 5-star, but we were in a nice facility in Carlsbad. And Carlsbad's a nice
environment.
Right. But boy, it gets ugly really fast after about 4 days of no trash pickup.
You don't know what a good service you have until you don't have it anymore. And then you see why we have it.
You're trying to go out for a nice meal, overlooking the ocean, maybe get some nice fresh seafood, maybe with a glass of wine. But there's nothing worse to ruin that for you than the three-day-old seafood that's sitting on the curb, dripping into the storm gutter.
It really goes a long way
for taking your appetite away.
And if you're listening right now over your brunch, we apologize.
So last week we were talking about management of landfills. Now, I understand that you're specialty. As a matter of fact, I understand you have received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Arizona Recycling Coalition. It's really your passion to keep things out of the landfill to begin with.
That's right. I've been in the business of recycling and diversion of solid waste for 25 years. And
you're a pioneer in the industry.
We were, and the city of Phoenix was a pioneer back in 88, 89 when we started the program in its pilot stages.
A lot of that involves education of the homeowner.
Yes.
But before it ever ends up in the can at the house, there needs to be an education level. What would you like homeowners to know?
Well, follow the ethic of reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reconsider before you throw it into that garbage can and see if there's somebody that can use it. Don't take it if you don't need it in the first place. That's that's probably the most important steps before you recycle. That's great and everything, but not generating the waste in the first place is the most important. And if we all do our part, the better off we'll all be.
Well, I mean, where do you handle the volume of trash? That, I mean, last week we were talking about it leaves the curb and it goes
into the vehicle, which Felipe Moreno's group operates. And then they take it to what's called a MRF, which is a material recovery facility. And a small one is a Smurf. That's my only joke this morning. Okay. Anyway.
You promise?
So, I promise. It's a factory where they use hands and machines to sort out your paper, metal, plastic, and glass and its various components.
So these trucks dump the rubbish.
Right.
And then you actually have employees who are literally manually sifting this.
Part of it, and the machines
into
do it too.
Okay, and machines into different conveyors and different bins.
Right,
okay.
Right. Using magnets, optic sorters, and just gravity in itself to sort out the different materials. And surprisingly enough, the northern MRF services about 200,000 houses.
And is that the one we're going to go tour?
Yeah, that's going to be on your tour.
We announced it, and don't reply because we're overbooked at this point. I couldn't believe how many people wanted to go see that facility. Our website got overwhelmed with people wanting to go on the Roselle Now's Trash Tour.
We did about 10,000 people on tours last year.
That's
so
awesome.
We welcome you. We can't wait.
I have a question. Y'all were talking about the 7 times you fill up Chase Field.
Yeah.
And I always have to think about that. I still want to call it Bob. Is that including, do you now take half of that and recycle it? Or is there another number that says you keep that from filling up 10 times?
I get what you mean. No, that's all of it together.
Okay.
When you put it in volume sense.
So of those 7 times in trash, we fill up Bank One Ballpark.
Yes. And that's
how
everything.
Much of that do you end up recycling?
Well, now we in the city of Phoenix, Felipe and I, it's the residential units. So that's about half of that we deal with. And a volume, and if you recycle at home, about half of your waste will be recyclable and half should be garbage if you do it correctly. And some people can do even better.
Mm-hmm.
So it only represents a certain piece. But if it's at that number, that volume number is everything you do at home, at school, at work, everything combined together.
We're learning to responsibly consume. I don't know what we have to to take that upline to the packaging and manufacturing.
They're involved in it too.
Boy, because they sure need to be.
Yeah, and they're always looking. And there's other states and other places that have restrictions on packaging, and they try to conform to those. And we reap the benefits of that here in Arizona. We might not have those rules, but they do follow that. But they've changed. For example, right now, glass is a lot thinner than it used to be. They've changed that. And it's pretty well a lot of clear glass. You don't see as much of the other colors. That helps in recycling.
Okay.
Packaging, like for berries and things, are in different kinds of plastics that are now recyclable than they didn't before.
Okay.
They're all the same kind of plastic. Makes it a lot easier for sorting.
All right. Fantastic. Then the other dimension that you deal with.
Mm-hmm.
How about the tough stuff?
Yes.
How about the tough stuff you don't want in the recycling bin or in the rubbish container? And what do we do as homeowners as this stuff begins to stockpile in our garage or in our closets and whatnot?
At the city of Phoenix,
the list is longer.
It's very long and longer as we go along, as the more electronics and those types of things get into your life. In all of our lives, we have different programs. City of Phoenix has put them together through the years to deal with these wastes, electronics, tires, batteries, mattresses, and we could go on with the hazardous wastes as well in that list. But we're always trying to be more efficient and innovative in the way that we do things and how we deal with those wastes. And we'll go through, I'm sure, today about some of the services that we provide.
I'd like to.
Bill was talking on his way out that he was kind of involved in this before his register days with the legislation on passing this and everything. And one of the things he mentioned on the way out was batteries.
Yeah.
I have a 18-volt DeWalt.
Okay.
Came with 2 batteries.
Yep.
I've been happy with it. The stuff I've done with this drill is, you know, you would never think a battery-operated drill could have done. Well, one of those batteries doesn't hold a charge anymore.
Right.
I went to throw it away yesterday. because I was drilling self-tapping metal screws onto top of my horse shade cover, and it only lasted for, you know, I got two times out of this battery twice,
and it died.
Charged the whole time. So I went to throw it away, and as I was lifting the can to throw it away, I thought, you know what? Tomorrow's show is on recycling and not throwing away waste.
You're going to hand it to me?
I'm going
to
do the responsible things. It's in the bed of my truck, Terry.
I'll get it from you.
What should I do with it?
Okay. The rechargeable batteries is something new, like you mentioned, just over the last few years that we've had to deal with. There weren't that many rechargeables. We have several ways you can deal with those. One, City of Phoenix, we do have our household hazardous waste events that we held nine times out of this over the year. All over the city. We move ours around. Your listeners might live in a different city. You just call them and find out. Some have permanent sites that you take them to. But in terms of that rechargeable battery, I would assume wherever you bought your equipment, you could take that battery back. And a lot of them have that. They put that program together to take those batteries. So we also have special events we call iRecycle Phoenix, where they're basically shredding, but we also do recycling electronics and the batteries at the same time. So there's private companies out there that do it too. So there's lots of ways to deal with it. Don't throw them in your garbage, because there's heavy metals and other hazardous things in that battery.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You're listening to Rosie on the House, an Arizona tradition for 26 years.